Okay, Marcel Purtue Sports Inquirer here with Coach Kaye from Georgia Tech Volleyball. We'll start with the North Carolina State match that you had last Friday here, 3-1 victory. What are your impressions on that match overall?
I thought it was a great match. I thought it was a match that we just kind of really maintain our energy and our focus. And, you know, as close as those games were, I think we stayed confident and we knew that in the end we could win those games. And I think that was a step forward for, you know, in the beginning, in the preseason, we lost a couple close ones. And so it was good to see just that confidence, that fight. I think we did better at the service line at those crucial moments and also siding out. So it was great to see just that resilience and just that they just kept pushing. So it was great.
Another balanced offensive attack with Courtney yeah. and Annika and Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
Have they reached that balanced attack that you've been looking for offensively?
Yeah, I mean, our pin hitters are definitely doing a good job, and you know, they're all averaging from 2.5 to 3.5 kills per game. So they're carrying a heavy load in our offense. And I mean, it's been our goal to get our middles more involved to help balance that out even more. But I think they're doing a tremendous job, which is, you know, teams know that they're going to get a lot of the balls and they're preparing to defend them, and they're just having to come in night in and night out and execute, and they're doing a great job doing that.
Yeah, defensively, you had really good performances from London Ackerman. She had a career high 27 kills,
yeah.
and the team had 11 blocks overall.
Right.
So talk about what you did on the defensive end in that match.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely kind of did what we wanted to do with them as far as our game plan and making sure that they run a fast offense. So we wanted to be disciplined with our hands on the block and really force their outsides to swing around a solid double block. And I think we served really well that match, and we also passed really well. So we were able to keep pressure on them with our offense. And because we were serving so well, we got them more out of system, and we were able to set up our defense around it better.
Right, and then unfortunately you had the Clemson match on that Sunday and dropped that 3-1.
Yeah.
You dropped the first two sets, but looked like you won the third and just dropped that fourth one closely. What can you take from that match as you head into your approach to practices this week?
Yeah, you know, we just came out really flat against Clemson. And I mean, Clemson did a great job as serving us, and so our serve receive wasn't there in the beginning. And then the things that we did well, which was our blocking and our defense, we weren't executing at the level that we did on Friday. You know, so I think Clemson also put a lot of pressure on our offense. They played great defense. They blocked us really well. So I think it was a great match for them, but also we just really didn't play to the best of our abilities as well. It was good to see the team kind of refocus, get that mindset frame back and say, hey, yes, we can compete. We know how to do this. You know, let's get it under control. And they were really able to bounce back and put a good third game together. And then the fourth was just same thing, just happening at the end of games, a little lack of focus and a couple of our own mistakes that kind of kept us from taking that one away, taking it to five.
Okay, you're midway through conference season. Where do you think the team is right now?
You know, I think our team is still in the beginning stages of developing. I think we're learning more and more every day about the game. And I think players are understanding their roles and what we're trying to do. But I think we got so much more to go and so much more room to grow and get better. You know, and so it's exciting to see that. The girls are driven and they're motivated to keep working and keep building on this for the future. You know, and then we kind of divided up the season in between games of six. So we had our first round of conference with our first six matches, and then now we're refocusing it, and we're going into the next round of six matches. You know, and then we got three of those at home, and three out of our first four. So we want to make sure that we take advantage of that and the energy and this environment, and put ourselves in a good position.
Unique matchups that you have hit here on Friday, and then you head to Miami
yes.
on Sunday. How are you approaching that practice-wise? Usually it's two away or two at home, but
right.
it's a little bit of a different twist
yeah,
for this weekend.
Yeah, the split weekends are definitely, and that's kind of what happened this weekend. We played NC State Friday, and then we had to go to Clemson, which is not that far as Miami, but it was still the same day trip, and so it was a little bit of adjusting, I think, to that as well. But you know, we're going to leave here Saturday. We're going to practice there. We're going to kind of take a look at the beach, make sure that we make it a nice trip for the girls. And, you know, we're going to play a very good Miami team down there. So we got to be ready to put in our best performance to have a chance to compete with them.